Hi, I'm Terry Chapman, Microsoft Enterprise Strategist in Microsoft New Zealand. Today I'm fortunate enough to have Martin Cocker with me for Executive Director of NetSafe. Welcome, Martin. Thanks for coming along.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about your role and the remit of NetSafe and what NetSafe does?
Yeah, for sure. NetSafe is a not-for-profit that was formed to help New Zealand deal with cyber challenges, basically. So, you know, everything from cyberbullying right through to cyber security and cybercrime challenges. Being a not-for-profit member organisation, we're supported by lots of people who are at this conference, lots of different organisations in New Zealand and the New Zealand government.
Okay. And what are some of the key challenges which NetSafe is seeing in New Zealand in particular for cyber security?
Yeah, I think a lot of people who are watching this would know what those challenges are because they see them in the media all the time. You see people falling for big scams and sending their money off overseas. You see cyberbullying, especially within schools as a particular problem, but across the whole community, cyberbullying and harassment is an issue. Mm. And then there's sort of the lesser known or lesser seen issues, especially around computer security behaviours by New Zealanders not being up to scratch. So NetSafe has a role to try to improve the way people proactively manage all of those challenges and also to improve the way that the country responds when something goes wrong.
Okay. And can you describe some of the key initiatives that NetSafe's working on at the moment to help make New Zealand a safer place from a security perspective?
Yeah, for sure. In the education sector, we have something we call the Learn, Guide, Protect program. So we won't go into too much detail about that, but it's a program to help schools take young, raw starters, little kids, and turn them into what we call digital citizens. So they're really capable users of digital technology by the time they leave school. So NetSafe manages that program. We are the lead for the Cybersecurity Awareness Week and program in conjunction with the New Zealand government, so NetSafe works on that. We also have a cybercrime reporting point. We run the orb.org.nz, where if you're a victim of a cybercrime or you witness a cybercrime, you can report it through there, and we triage those and pass them on to the appropriate law enforcement agency. And of course, on the horizon, we have this harmful digital communications proposal, so that's a fairly significant thing coming out of Ministry of Justice to combat cyberbullying and harassment online.
Mm, okay. Thank you. And if you could give some advice to a couple of key points to our viewers of what they can do to get involved with cybersecurity in New Zealand. I mean, they've got kids at school. They're part of the community. What's some key takeaways that you can give for our viewers that can be helpful to them?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of information available about cybersecurity online. I mean, I think there's no shortage of good, solid information, whether it's product-specific information from the likes of Microsoft and Apple, or whether it's sort of independent advice, just general advice from people like NetSafe. So the information's there, but you do have to seek it out. I think the thing that worries us the most is that people are very reliant on the IT community in terms of security and not taking it upon themselves to really understand their security equation. I mean, we all buy good locks for our house, but we also understand what it is that secures our house generally and make those decisions. With technology, we sort of leave too much to other people. So, I'd say to people, go out and seek that information. You don't have to be an expert in it, but you do have to sort of understand how it all kind of works and comes together. If you're in the industry and you're looking for initiatives to support around cybersecurity, Cybersecurity Awareness Week is something that, organisations can get behind.
Sure.
And there are a number of sort of security groupings that people can join and make a contribution that way.
Cool, excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Martin. Really appreciate having you along.
Thank you.
Thanks. All good?